AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Moscow for 3 days of meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin. China says it will uphold an objective and fair position on the Ukrainian crisis and play a constructive role in promoting peace talks. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a ceasefire would only help Russia.
The world should not be fooled by any tactical move by Russia, supported by China or any other country, to freeze the war on its own terms. Such a move would violate the UN Charter and defy the will of 141 countries who have condemned Russia's war in the United Nations General Assembly.
China last month called for a ceasefire and peace talks between Kyiv and Moscow. In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, three men were found guilty of the 2018 killing of star rapper XXXTentacion. He was shot outside a motorcycle shop while being robbed of $50,000. The three will receive mandatory life prison sentences. Shots were fired at a Texas high school.
Officials say two students have been injured in a shooting outside a Dallas area high school, and police say they've arrested the person suspected of opening fire. Police and school district officials say the shooting began Monday on a high school campus in the suburb of Arlington, just before 7, before many students arrived. One student was injured by gunfire and another hurt by debris. Police say the suspected shooter never entered the Lamar High School building and was arrested soon after officers got there. I'm Shelley Adler.
Three people are dead in what authorities say was a shooting in an Atlanta area home. A suspect was apprehended at the scene. The Biden administration says it's determined all sides in the brutal conflict in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region committed war crimes and crimes against humanity. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says those responsible for the atrocities must be held accountable. This is AP News. Adam Sandler accepted the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor at Washington's Kennedy Center. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Adam Sandler has a tendency to cast his friends in his movies, as those friends pointed out multiple times. Conan O'Brien joked so many of Sandler's friends were there to pay tribute because when Sandler's not working, they are not working. Drew Barrymore, Dana Carvey, Luis Guzman, Jennifer Aniston, and Chris Rock were among those honoring Sandler. Rob Schneider says Sandler's appeal is that he's an everyman.
You sense the anger underneath there? And you sense the frustration because you have frustration.
CNN will show the Mark Twain ceremony this coming Sunday. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The Paris Olympics is going underground to find a way to keep athletes cool at the 2024 Games without air conditioners. Organizers are planning to use a water cooling system under the athletes' village, much like the one that helped the Louvre Museum cope with the sweltering heat that broke records in Paris last year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.